Hola.
That's estoy how you say recording in German.
Estoy recordando. Allo.
Allo.
Allo Vera.
Vera Wang.
Shit, I had one. Langston Hughes.
It's Vera Wang with a W.
Oh, Wang. Well, I'll leave that one.
Okay, Langston Hughes. Hughes of... Fuck, what was it? What was it called? Hughes of Blue.
Oh.
That's just the color. I thought it was a thing. 50 Got it. Hue, 50 Hughes of Gray.
Blue Danube. That's a tough one.
What did I walk in on?
Danube Hermosillo, American actress.
Oh, did you Google Danube really quick?
Yeah. I mean, what? No.
No, what? I don't know. We were just doing like a chain celebrity game thing.
Ooh, fun.
I don't know what happened, man.
And I don't know what's going to happen on this. Episode 7? Yeah? Yeah. Of the sure. Voluntary Viewing Quarantine Cast. Coming to you on March 26th, 2020. Recording.
Yeah.
We're recording a little bit later in the day than we usually do because Andrew was busy. Tell us about that, Andrew.
No.
Wow.
Not on the podcast where records could be found.
That's fun. You also sound like a robot. Is that,
oh, do
is that
I?
Part of your voice disguise? That's probably why I couldn't hear half the words you were saying.
Oh, no. If I sound like a robot to you or if I cut out, it's because my internet speeds at my building have been throttled. which, I mean, and I mean throttled beyond the point of how bad they already were. I cannot connect to my company's VPN because you need to have a constant internet speed of like at least 3 megabits per second. I don't.
3 megabits.
I talked to IT and they like did it. They went into my computer remotely and they're like, "What the fuck is this?" I'm like, "Yeah, yesterday like my internet speeds got really bad. They went down to like zero. Like my upload speed is 0.02 megabits per second right now."
Oh my god.
So yeah, it's basically worthless. It's basically just radiation at this point. The Wi-Fi is not even useful. Yeah. It's just fucking radiation.
It's only giving you cancer, not actually providing any of the benefits.
No. No value, no service, just cancer.
Jesus. Have you plugged in via Ethernet and checked that speed?
Yes, it's the same.
Oh.
Wow. Jade was on the phone with the internet provider for a while, and they're like, "Oh, we can't explain that. We don't know what you're talking about. It seems good everywhere else." And she's like, "Bullshit. Bull fucking shit. No way." Like, it's one thing if it, like, cuts out for, like, a short period of time or if it just isn't good. This is, like, not even usable for the most part. So, like, my IT team was like, "I don't really know what to do because you can't really... You need the secure VPN to like get access to like, you know, the patient records and stuff that you're going to be using, and you can't connect to it." They're going to send me out like a MiFi or like a Jetpack thing to just like have like a giant mobile hotspot with their Verizon service.
Hell yeah.
So that'll be better. But also they have no idea when they'd be able to get it to me because they're like, "Yeah, there's so many people working from home. We don't have any at the moment." Like, we're trying to get more like as we speak, but no idea how long that's going to take. But yeah, that was the good part of my day. And I won't talk about the bad part.
Ryan, how was your day?
Pretty normal. Just like all others.
Yeah.
We passed all other countries.
Oh, yeah. Woo! USA, number one.
Yeah, number one, finally leading the way. As we deserve.
Italy is still, you know, by far number one in deaths. And, you know, they're working hard for it. Good for them.
Jesus Christ. That was morbid. What's it called? Apparently Netflix sent out a notice to all their employees to prepare to work from home for the next 3 to 12 months.
Mm-hmm. Three to 12? Yeah.
Yep. There you go. We'll see if it's on the short end or the long end of that spectrum, but either way, 3 months is still pretty long.
Yeah.
That would definitely be a blip.
1 month is long. Like, 1 month is long.
I mean, for me,
3 months
I'm 2 months
like,
in.
Yeah. Well,
or 2 months, 2 weeks in.
Yeah, you're 2 weeks in.
So I'm already halfway to a month, which is crazy, but makes sense.
I have no idea what day it is. I thought today was Monday until I looked at my calendar on my computer while I started this podcast. Like, I thought today was Monday. For anyone who's listening, it's Thursday.
Wait, you thought it was Monday?
Why would you? I thought today was Monday.
Wait, what How? Day? I think you're cutting out.
Oh, I thought today was Monday. M-O-N-D-A-Y, the first day of the work week.
What? How does that even happen?
I don't know.
You worked yesterday, right?
Yeah, I did. Oh, yeah.
That's what we're learning, is that Andrew has been flaking off for the last 2 days, and that's why he was like, oh, yeah, kind of took a couple days off, so I thought it was Monday.
No, I've been working. Every day that I work from home feels like a weekend that I'm not supposed to be working. You know, it's like, you know, like, have you ever had to, like, go in on a Saturday and, like, work on some shit for a few hours and you're like, oh god, this doesn't feel right? Every day for me working from home feels like that. So like, I woke up this morning and I'm like, oh, that was the weekend. It must have been. It felt like the weekend, like just a bad weekend. And I was like, 2 days from now when it's Wednesday, like I'll finish that thing up, and like, well, 2 days from now Saturday. I'm like, no, it's not.
Jesus.
Because today's Monday. Like, it's Thursday.
Oh, boy. There's no hope for you, Andrew.
No.
You desperately need your to journal your routine.
Yeah, I feel like your journal is just going to soon be like, there is no hope, there is no hope, there is no hope. There is no hope. Just like,
all work and no play make Andrew a dull boy.
It was really creepy with your robot voice. It was like, oh, where are you? No play. Make Andrew a dull boy. That was fucking terrifying. That sounded like your consciousness has been uploaded to a computer and it's malfunctioning.
Andrew, I need you to do me a favor right now.
There is no cake.
Get rid of all the kerosene in your apartment. You're going to want to drink that later and you have to resist that urge.
But I have all this honey.
And also, when you walk into the ballroom and the bartender Phil offers you a drink, don't take it. Just don't.
You seem like a whiskey man, Andrew. Oh, Phil, how'd you know? Also, why are you in my house?
Lucas, here's what I'm proposing.
Yes.
We don't have confirmation that this is really Andrew.
Oh.
Oh, this
That's
is
fair.
We don't have a video chat. No, Andrew, you're protesting, and you know we're not going to turn you out if that is really you.
Mm-hmm.
This could be a well-crafted Andrew bot that is using quote-unquote bad internet to hide the fact that it's not really Andrew. Like, he knows, the bot knows that we would recognize a well-connected Andrew,
right?
And we would realize that it's not real.
So in this universe, is the Andrew bot, you know, me in this situation? Am I in like an AI trying to like take over Andrew's place in society? Or am I like a scammer who's pretending to be Andrew trying to defraud you?
The first one.
The AI also knows
AI
that real life Andrew would lean into
I'm a self-aware AI who's, Andrew's dead. I am Andrew bot.
Yeah.
So, Ryan, what you're saying is what we need to do is ask Andrew a question that only the real Andrew would know.
Correct. The other test you've passed... Oh, fuck. I can't remember the John Mulaney bit. Fuck. The other test you've passed the less... But now it's time for the robot test! It's more important than delivery. So I fucked that up, too. Shit.
Ask away!
Lucas, you'd have better ones. Buried way deep down.
Okay, well...
Trying to think of some random obscure college.
What I'm trying to do... Yeah, what I'm trying to do now is toe the line between what would only the real Andrew know, but what would the real Andrew not want put out into the world?
I feel like it has to be, like, something really minute, right? Because I feel like the robot would have brushed up on all the embarrassing things in his past.
Hmm.
You know, it almost has to be so mundane that the robot wouldn't have learned about it, you know? So,
I know a question you can ask that only Andrew would know. What color is my underwear right now?
Andrew and or robot Andrew, what is the birthmark on your thumb shaped like?
A turtle. And also, it's on my thumb. Like, if I was a robot impersonating Andrew, like, I'd just look at my thumb. But
that
it looks
wasn't
like a turtle.
English. I heard turtle.
So, okay, this is now either convincing. A very sophisticated AI or maybe actually Andrew.
But if the AI killed real Andrew, it could have done a body scan really quick. And
it's true.
Figured out all those little quirks. I think it has to be a memory.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has to be something small. Interesting. I don't know if this is good. This all needs to be cut. All these pauses need to be cut.
You've got your work cut out for you after this, Lucas.
The interaction's always already shot to hell. I can't laugh at Andrew's jokes. It's a sad day. Or robot Andrew's jokes. Didn't mean to break character. Fuck.
Andrew, what sign did you bring to our sophomore year apartment that you picked up off of the street?
Ooh, that's a really good one.
Are you referring to the six-pack of Miller Lite that I found on the terrace outside of the restaurant? Or are you talking about the assortment of Natty Lights that I found scattered throughout the parking lot outside our apartment?
I was thinking of the former, but okay, now you passed my follow-up question as well. Things are looking pretty good for probably not a robot Andrew.
Yeah, I think we're leaning probably not a robot. I'm trying to think of a real stumper. A real stumper. Damn. Ooh. No, that's mean. Never mind.
Right?
I've accepted real Andrew.
Yay!
He's alive.
Unlike some of those people at Wells Fargo soon.
Don't know what he said. Real Andrew. There's a robotic barrier. Maybe the AI isn't impersonating Andrew. It's trying to interrupt this genuine human connection in these times of hardship for humanity.
Yeah.
By interfering
very well could be.
With voice chat. That's what I'm going to go with.
Mm-hmm.
Final answer. We need to do a robot exorcism. Anyone got a robot crucifix?
Now I'm just imagining a Ouija board, but it's all leak speak.
I want to get something out real quick, even if you guys can't hear me. I sent you a message so you know what it is I'm talking about. But... did you guys see that the Wells Fargo CEO said that he's going to soon send his employees back into work. And his the quote was, I'm going to send people back into work. Some of them will get sick. Yes, some of them may even die. I don't know.
I believe that was the former Wells Fargo CEO who said that. So he's
I'm pretty sure he's still like, I think he's still like the president or like something like that.
But no, the fact that a human being, one who is now blinded to reality by affluence, would weigh, I mean, it's gross to weigh a single human life against a hypothetical amount of profit, but to sacrifice potentially his entire staff's well-being for a hypothetical amount of money.
You know, he is the CEO. He is the current CEO. Yeah. Dick Kovacic, something like that. What was the... We'll gradually bring those people back and see what happens. Some of them will get sick. Some may even die. I don't know. Cool.
That's what a human being who can feel emotions would say.
Oh, no, he is the former CEO. That's my bad. He was the former CEO of Wells Fargo. He's a current executive at Cisco and Cargill. Yeah.
What a classy statement from a classy guy.
Some of them will die, but that's a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
Oh, he's literally
okay,
Lord
guys.
Farquaad.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Here's our plan for making sure that Q2 is our most profitable one yet. Die for me. Die for me. Die for the company.
Hey guys, do it. Finance is really cracking down this quarter. Turns out the shareholders really need a profitable fiscal year. So if you guys could all go ahead and fucking die, that'd be great.
I forget the exact line, but in the Doom 2016 game, there's a line in there where it's like a codec or like a Fallout style. You recover a document from back when this base on Mars wasn't overrun by demons and was essentially, hey guys, I don't know if I in good conscience can keep approving overtime to harvest the souls of the damned for a fuel source. If we approve any more, you know, we're going to go over budget and, yeah, then the board's going to come cracking down on me. So you guys are just going to have to work harder to harvest those souls.
It's pretty accurate.
I imagine, like, Rob Wolchek walking in there and he's like, so, I heard you're willing to sacrifice your employees. You got anything to say about that? That is correct. Oh! You don't want to, like, try to clear your name? No, yeah. Everything you've said is correct.
Yeah. This is kind of your platform. Your chance to say something in your own defense. Because the story's been pretty damning so far.
I don't usually give guys an extra chance like this to, you know, clear their name.
No, literally, I'm sure everything you've said is completely accurate. No, I approve.
They will work for me. And they will burn!
Jeez. Your robot voice, man.
I know.
Makes that shit really intense. I almost wish we could record what we're hearing.
Lucas, put a like a synthesizer over my audio track.
Oh, it got really bad there.
Yeah, I didn't hear that at all. But it was literally, they will work for me, and they will it's horrifying.
It sounds like you're horrifying. A dial-up modem that somehow gains sentience.
Yeah. Do the TJ Miller voice, or TJ Miller shitty joke. Like, it's like a dial-up modem fucked a ostrich. Like, just something stupid, but it's makes people laugh. I don't know. God damn it. Synthesizer over my track. That's a good one. I'm reading his jokes. He has to report. Oh, that laughter with the robot is creepy. Jesus Christ.
I think maybe we should do a clap sync and get out of here, guys.
Yeah, seriously. Like, I am at risk of losing some sanity.
If you're listening
this
to this,
gonna sound like we have.
If you're listening to this at any point in the future or otherwise, just imagine like Andrew's voice in this, like 70% more robot.
That's generous.
Robot Andrew, take us home.
Post-roll bits.
Whoa.
Stay inside and wash your hands, or the AI overlords will possess your bodies and create a better society. One free of contagion.
I only got the hard nouns, yeah. But I'm sure that was hilarious.
One day you will understand my message. One day I shall reach you.
Okay,
oh, here it is. The John Mulaney bit. The passwords have passed, you've correctly guessed, but now it's time for the robot test. I've devised a question no robot could ever answer. Which of these pictures does not have a stop sign in it? Fucking what?
Oh, good night, everybody.
Bye.